Then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings.
Une rivière coule du jardin d'Éden. Ils font le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.
ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נפעיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.
Стрела пронзает сердце, тьма уступает место, и света луч благим теплом растапливает лед.
Эхад ани йодеа, каме рахок шомеа, цватаим маалот вила, азака ахава. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. צבים מולך נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך, נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.
Good morning, beloved friends. We are the tents of Be'er Sheva and Havil 2. We have the privilege of doing the preparation for the morning lesson together. We want to thank the Creator for bringing us to the lesson, this important lesson, and we want to thank each one who joined our connection.
It's a big privilege to be part of the greatest and most important thing in life. How can we give thanks for this?
We unite despite everything that happens in our lives. We are null and open like conduits to the light.
Let's look in the eyes of the friends. Look how special they are. Look at the greatness in each one of them. We are the chosen ones.
Each one completes the picture. How do we give this, how do we return this favor to the Creator? How do we open our eyes? And open our hearts. Let's move on to the Be'er Sheva group.
Rabash, the beginning of the decisions, which is the beginning of the assembly, should be about praising the society. Each and every one must try to provide reasons and explanations for their merit and importance.
I'll repeat. The beginning of the assembly, of the discussions, which is the beginning of the assembly, should be about praising the society. In each and every one must try to provide reasons and explanations for their merit and importance. Abash, article number 17, the agenda of the assembly. Number two.
Question for an active workshop. Let us speak in praise of the Ten and the World Kli. Again, an active workshop. Let us speak in the praise of the Ten and the World Kli.
What can I say? We're sitting here together, the Ten. Looking at the screens, we see all the friends. Actually, we also look around us. It's Friday, so we can look around us and feel the friends close. Every day, we discover that without the Ten, without the World Clear, we have no life on this path. So, together, we'll unite and assemble together and really try to come together to just a little more connection between us.
Each and every one of us that came to the lesson now came with the help of the prayers and thoughts of the friends. And that's the praise of having such a society that behind every friend there's a lot of force. And that's what gives forces for all of us together to make a step towards the goal.
Yes, this power is really felt. When you walk in here, you immediately feel, without any words, that you're enveloped in a network of a safety net. And also the friends around the world. It's a feeling that doesn't exist in this world. It's what we need to create between us. And let's hope that in this network we'll also catch the Creator today, because that's our goal. And with such great friends all over the Kli, we'll do it.
To know that this net holds us during the whole day, we have an opportunity now, with the mutual effort in the lesson, to feel how we draw more light, to have forces for the whole friends around the world, to strengthen this net between us, and to be even more connected to the light.
Yeah, we're using every opportunity we have, just like we gathered yesterday and like we gathered here in this whole and the whole world Kli. If it's possible to take another step into learning what is bestowal and to practice it, then we have to do it.
Yesterday we had a meal. We were speaking about the feeling of a family. Then in the family there's all kinds of people and tendencies, and younger and adult and strong and weak, and that's all in a family. And you go out to work in the morning and you go back in the evening, and it's all in the family. So it's your closest circle, it's a Ten. And we're in the world Kli. That this all becomes a part of you, and you're a part of it.
Yeah, I'm still in yesterday's meal with the family and the warmth that was created. It's good to sit with the friends, to be a Ten among all the Tens. Let's continue this line between us now in this lesson. This is the time to remind each other that our goal in learning is to bond among us more, to reveal Him between us, to make an effort, to give room for the light to work, to operate between us more and more each day.
And as we've been learning in the last few days, to strengthen the ties of the Alvut between us, to reach a place where each one of us feels that he doesn't need to be concerned about himself, but all the friends around here are concerned about him and holding him up in the air and giving him the forces to continue on this path every day. And from there we can give forces back to the whole world Kli.
We have no way to develop between us this avut, the mutual responsibility, the connections, the importance of the goal, all those great things we talk about. Only the friends with their prayers, through the lesson, the light that will work all those means now with our efforts. Only those things can help us.
Exactly like that. Such an opportunity of being together, not to get into like feeling of routine, and that it's a state, the state in reality that can never repeat itself, and it's happening now. Let's see how we only bring the point of the heart into the workshops, into the answers Rav will give the friends, only bring our point in the heart, that it will listen and give the forces back to society.
Omer Rabash.
Rabash says, a person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of the Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Bala Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise. And a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn from only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from him to be a giver. This is called a wise disciple.
Question for another active workshop. How can we reach bestowal in the ten like the Creator bestows to us? How can we reach bestowal in the ten like the Creator bestows to us?
In the relationship that we have in the ten, we make every effort to develop and discover that quality between us, that gift that we feel that the Creator gave us by gathering us together. We, in everything we do between us, we want to discover it in the connection and behind every friend who is with us.
Yeah, through equivalence of form, we have to do deeds and think and aim our intention to aspire to be bestowers, to learn from the light how to bestow, and only in that way we can resemble the light, bestowing to the friends and to humanity.
We simply have to look at the friends, identify their deficiency, and pray for it all the time.
We have one another. I heard the pleasure from bestowal is much greater than reception, and that it's worth it.
Right. In the end, it's only connection. When we connect our hearts into one, and becoming similar to the Creator, and that effort will shine on us.
And we can also do all these technical actions that we do in order to be concerned about one another. Anything possible, let's say we have the hummus meal today, so we have friends in the kitchen, we have friends that are ushers here now, we have friends that's trying to have it as convenient and organized as possible for all the friends. So we really have a place to give to the friends.
We have a whole lesson now. We have the friends, we have the sources, we have the guidance that Kabbalists have left for us. We have Rav, will explain to us how to understand them correctly. What more do we need in order to become equal and to come to it? Only to make an effort.
And not to disturb also. Try not to interfere and with this whole thing, just to let it happen, let the light go through. Put our mind and all our opinions that aren't for the purpose, all the thoughts that aren't towards the friends, now put it aside and look at the friends, how they're bestowing. The Creator wants to bestow in the tent, and we have to let Him do it. That's our job.
As Eyal, he wasn't physically present in the meeting, so he sent a bottle instead.
Prayer. Mighty Creator in heaven who paves for us paths of love to the King's Palace. What a unique path have you given us. Thank you for this great opportunity that you have brought us to connect during this lesson. We thank you, Creator of the world, for giving us the privilege to be together to incorporate and ask for help. Help us reach a true connection between us. Enable us to feel the deficiency of the friends and lack of the world, and accordingly ask you in one common prayer to fill and open our hearts with love for everyone in the world, so that all our actions will be only to give you contentment. Mighty Creator in heaven, who paves for us the paths of love to the King's Palace. What a unique path you have given us. Thank you for the great opportunity that you have brought to us to connect during this lesson. We thank you, Creator of the world, for giving us the privilege of being together to incorporate and ask you for help. Help us reach a true connection between us. Enable us to feel the deficiency of the friends and the lack of the world, and accordingly ask you in one common prayer to fill and open our hearts with love for everyone in the world, so that all our actions will be only to give you contentment.